Well, hey there. This is Fish and Frank, and outside of some major computer problems, we're theoretically back and pre-recorded on the internet. We're not exactly live because we have to record it and then transfer it to a different file and turn it in a different format. But anyway, after three or four steps, before all those three or four steps, we're actually live on Radio Fishin'. And I have Dan Latham with me today. And Danny's kind of amazing. One of the, I guess I've been friends with Danny, I think, for 20-some-odd years, almost 30 years. I think you were about 12 when I first met you.
That would be 30 years. Thanks for dating me.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, my God.
Time flies, bud.
Yeah, it's actually amazing how it goes back and forth like that. So, anyway, Captain Dan Latham, and you work a lot out of Burnt Store, but you go Placida, you go all over the place, wherever the fish are, right?
Yeah, I put in wherever the fishing's the best. Drive less, fish more.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. It's, I think, 50 degrees out. It's January 20th, and it's
cold,
kind of damp. What's the strategy for today? I mean, it's 50 degree. The water temp has got to be around 60, doesn't it?
Yeah. The other day when I was out, it was in the 60s. So it's gotten a little colder. So I'm sure it's right there, hovering in the mid to low 60s somewhere. You know, when you got all these cold fronts come through, you just gotta, first off, you gotta go out and fish, but I kind of tend to concentrate on a little bit deeper water and a little bit muddier, a little bit softer bottom. The softer bottom tends to hold heat a little better, especially first thing in the morning. And that seems to be where the fish concentrate. After that, I'll start to move up onto the flats, you know, and start to hunt there if that doesn't work. Because hey, you'll be surprised sometimes. There's days I'll think, oh, man, they're all going to be piled in that deep water. And I'll go there and they won't be there. So you just got to change. You got to roll with the punches, you know, this time of year, because like tomorrow we got another cold front coming through, you know, and another one at the end of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tomorrow it's supposed to rain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain in the afternoon, and then we have a high of like 61 or 62 on Wednesday. So
I mean, the last few days, okay, it was cold in the morning, but by the time you come out, oh, man, the sun comes out, it's clear, it's crisp. Oh, excuse me. And the sun felt great. I mean, that's the one thing about Florida. Once that sun comes out, it's all good.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Better than being stuck up there in cloudy overcast and negative 10 degrees.
Oh, yeah. I keep laughing at my kid. He's, you know, minus 51 a while back.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I'm fine. Yeah, we were down. We're going to hit, 38 again this week. But, you know, I got a fireplace, and we just kind of, you know, for those couple of days, you know, we get the fireplace, we just build a fire, and T and I just sit in front of the fire. It's nice.
Perfect.
It's not all bad, I can tell you. The fishing has been on and off again, but I think one of the main reasons people aren't catching the fish that they think they should be catching is last year was so different. And if you fished here last year, then you come back this year, and you think you're going to be able to do the same things, it doesn't work that way. Florida changes with the water temp, the sunshine, cloudy, sunny. It's always changing. And if what you're doing isn't working, go somewhere else and do something else.
You got to do something different. Exactly. That's what you asked me in the beginning why I put in it at different boat ramps. And that's why, because if I fish for a day or two in a row and it stinks in the area that I'm fishing, the very next day, blind as a bat, haven't been there in 2 weeks, I'm going to go fish a totally different area. Because that's what you have to do. You have to always try different stuff. Every single day, one of my strategies is every single day, I fish at least one to two new spots. Every day. There's some days that I just go, I'm not going to fish anything but new stuff all day long. You know what I mean? And when I say new stuff, I'm talking stuff I haven't fished in a month, 2 months, 6 months, since last winter.
I preach that all the time. I tell people, when you're going out and go fishing, just, okay, random make a right turn, and wherever you're pointing at, go there and fish.
Yeah, go give it a shot.
Because if you don't try these places, you're never going to find anything. Spent 20 minutes with a guy one day, telling him where to go, what to do, what the island looked like, drew him pictures and directions and everything. And I just left the water, told him all this stuff. And next time I saw him, I was all excited. Well, you know, what'd you catch? How'd it go? We didn't catch anything. I said, seriously? I mean, how could that be possible? I said, did you anchor right up by the island like I told you? And he's like, well, no, we went out where we usually go. Okay. I was like, banging my head against the wall. It's like, oh, my God. Like,
I'm glad I wasted 10 minutes of my time showing you where that was at.
But yeah. It's all about adaption. And, you know, you had all this ability to leave wherever you were, to move to Florida and do all this stuff. Change a couple of your fishing spots. Just go out there and for no reason at all, turn left, go to the shore and fish and see what happens.
Or not even the shore.
No, just stop.
Just stop. Like this time of year, I mean, fishing up next to the trees on a negative 0.1 is a big giant waste of time. They're not up there in 2 inches of water. They're just not there.
Right.
You know.
Just go outside the bar and stop.
Yeah, go outside of the bar, stop in the middle of the flat. I mean, realistically, if what's it going to take? 10 minutes, 15, 20, 30 minutes tops to go see if there's anything there. I mean, basically, if there's fish in an area and you pull up there and you're fishing and you've learned how to present your baits properly, you've learned how to fish shrimp properly, you know what I mean? You've learned how to use your artificials properly, because that's a key. If you're up there throwing stuff that just is never going to work, no matter where the heck you go, you're at a real disadvantage. Well, you need to come into Frank and talk to him more, let me put it that way. But if you go to those places and you haven't hooked anything in 15, 20, 30 minutes, leave.
Yeah.
It took you 20 minutes to go, okay, that spot's not good right now, and now I can go to where I was going to go. Or what I do is, since it doesn't take that long for me to really kind of figure out if something's happened in an area, I'll go hit another spot and another spot and another spot. Then I'll go to where I've been catching them. You know, I'll go hit 2-3 spots, maybe 4-5 spots in a day. I mean, it just depends on what I'm doing. Like, because a lot of times you'll go to a new spot and you'd be like, you know, you pull up there and you're like, you start jacking them. You're like, ah, maybe I have a pattern because this spot has these conditions.
Right.
I'm going to go over here. I got another spot that's almost just like this one. Check that one. Then if you catch fish in that one, then you got something for the day. It's not going to last. It'll last a day, maybe two, and then it'll change. But that's fishing.
Well, that's like everybody always says, well, I don't want these people knowing where my fish are. Well, so they're going to find your fish for 1 or 2 days, and then the fish are going to move, and then they got to follow you again.
they move. And you know what? The thing is, half the times when the people find the fish, a lot of them don't have the ability to catch the fish that you were on to begin with. So, you know, I mean, that's neither here nor there.
We're all over that. I mean, because it's just what it funny. Is. But, like, right now, if you're going to advise somebody today, I think we're going to get a nice sunny afternoon, unless that front moves in early. But we should have a nice sunny afternoon. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. If it's anything at all like the last couple of days, from 10 to 3 in the afternoon is almost perfect conditions.
Oh, it's
as long as you're
beautiful.
Sitting in the sun, it's warm, it's clear, it's crisp, it's just absolutely perfect. So what would you... Give me I'm thinking maybe on the east side outside of the bar, or where would you go?
It depends on the tide. You know what I mean? With the way the winds push the tides and all that, the tide doesn't go crazy super low today, but it is going to be a lower incoming. So, yeah, the outside edge of the bars, just on the inside of the flats. I wouldn't go crazy and get really, really shallow.
Well, you might
a lot
be
of your
sitting
creek
there
mouths,
for a while.
Like the mouth of Alligator Creek and Pirate Harbor and some of that deeper muddy stuff is probably where I would start off to start in the mornings, you know, trying to catch some trout. And
what lure would you use? What bait would you use?
Shrimp, and go slow.
Okay.
You can't beat the real thing, baby.
When you're fishing a shrimp right now, my best advice if I'm fishing a little deeper water is usually figure out which way the current's going, either fast or slow, cast into the current, and just let it drift along with the current.
Absolutely. I'll take the... I'll take a, you know, free line shrimp and just hook him in the horn a lot of times and just put a, depending on how deep it is, of course. I mean, if it's only like 4 or 5 feet deep, I'm not going to use a split shot. But if I'm like fishing in, you know, PGI, something like that, where it's a little deeper, I'll put a small split shot, not a real big one, not a big number one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You want about a seven.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like a small seven mm-hmm. or maybe a five, you know, depending on the current. And again, like you said, you just throw it up current. And let it float back down, you know, nice natural presentation, just like a shrimp would swim through naturally. And, you know, give that a shot. Shrimp on a jig head, that always works real well. You know, gets the bait to the bottom, you know, drag it through slow. Again, depending on grass and structure and things that are on the bottom. And the other thing you can do is you know, the float thing. You know, put it on a float.
I'm not sure the floats are going to do so well.
You know, you got to try that dumb thing. That those clacker corks, like the Cajun Thunders and some of the bombers.
Yeah,
you'd be really surprised.
The DOA. Now I use them all the time, but I'm to me usually when it gets this cold and I'm fishing like a deeper channel. If I was back in 3-4 feet of water, I'd definitely pull out the clacker.
Yeah, yeah. If it's over about 6 or 7 feet, those things don't work very well.
Yeah, when it's this cold, because those fish are hanging low.
Yeah, but if they
don't come up to it.
I'm talking some of your shallower,
like
if you're back up
Canoe
on the
Bay,
flats.
I definitely have a clacker on one, a split shot on another, and see which way I was going. If I got back into Turtle Bay, go through the cut in the bar and get back behind the manatee zone in that open flat, I'd have a combination, because you never know which one they're going to hit.
You
That's
never,
all
you'd
3 to 5 feet of water. So you got a split shot, you got a jig head, you got a clacker bobber, popping cork, and see which way it's going to go.
Right, right. I mean, and you'd be surprised how much. I mean, I never start off with all of my clients throwing the same thing.
Oh,
never. Because every day, like a prime example, I pulled up to one spot the other day, and they would not touch it unless it was a shrimp on a cork. And these were reds, by the way. These are not trout. I mean, they would not touch it. I don't care what you did with the rest of your shrimp. They are not going to eat it unless it was a shrimp on a cork drifting with the current. They wouldn't touch it. I went to the very next spot. The very next spot I went to. Wanted nothing to do with the float. They just wanted they wanted a straight free line, no split shot. You couldn't put anything else, just as free lined as it can be, and you had to sit there and barely move the dumb thing. And that's how they wanted it. I'm sitting there going, huh?
that's
fishing though.
I was doing a trip, and there was another charter boat there. He is catching redfish after redfish. And I finally yell over, "What the heck are you doing?" A buddy of mine, obviously. And he says, "Pinfish." I said, "Me too." I was hooking him in the head. He was hooking him over the anal fin. And that was all the difference in the world. If you had him hooked through the nose, they weren't going to touch it. If he had a hook back by the tail where they could swim against it, they'd just banging the heck out of it. I put the hook at the other end of the pinfish, and they ate like crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's the little things.
It's all about learning, trying, and don't be afraid to try something different. If you're in a spot, you're pretty sure there's fish, do a little something different, because it could make all the difference in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you said, you know, popping cork free line, the head of the shrimp versus the tail of the
Same thing with your artificials. You know, you get so many guys that, you know, "Oh, this is all I throw." Well, you're a dummy.
Yeah, if you've only got one lure in your
box. If you only got one lure, you're a dummy. Or one color.
Yeah.
Example, the other day, you know, when those fronts were coming through, we couldn't get shrimp. You know, they were all buried up. We had, what, 3 or 4 days in a row where it was blowing like 30. So I had a client of mine really want to go. I said, you know, "Let's go throw plastics." You know, he's one of my regulars. He's like, "All right." So went out and all three of us were fishing. I had, you know, those two. And then I said, "Well, guys, I'm going to fish you for a little bit till we figure out what they're doing." So I put on three different colors. And sure as snot, there was one color that was just absolutely, it wasn't even a comparison. He's over there jacking fish left and right. I'm sitting there catching nothing. And then his buddy's catching one every once in a great while. You know, so of course I'm back there digging for another color. I put on like six different colors, and he's just crushing me. He's laughing at me, actually. You know, and I'm like, "All right, smarty pants."
Well, I did an interview a while back, and kind of the same thing. Three guys fishing. They're all, one guy's catching the most fish, one guy's catching the larger fish, and the other guy's catching a completely different species. Same lure, just three different colors. And they were saying the one guy's getting the ladyfish and the puffers and all that out of the way, And then the one guy was catching, you know, trout, but nothing big. And the other guy caught the biggest trout. And it's that wave.
Yeah, it's that way. And of course, you know, after like 10 or 15, 20, 30 minutes, you know, after you know, that guy's consistently catching more fish, of course, I put the same color on for the other guy, you know, while I continued to play around and see if I couldn't find something else that they liked, because that's just me.
Yeah, but that's your job. If you're not constantly looking for the one that's working a little better, you're not catching fish.
Exactly.
Customers are not happy. So
exactly. You always try to find something better.
I would rather have them laughing at me that I'm not catching fish and keep trying to maybe hit on that miracle one. That's how we found the storm, that twitching stick or whatever it is. Trying desperately to find a lure that worked, and all of a sudden, boom, find this one, and it just worked. And it's still working.
Exactly. You find something, and it's weird. You'll find something to work, and it'll work like the whole season. With artificial, it really seems that way. When you being a bait shop owner, of course, you realize that this is the hot lure for this season. What's a hot lure right now for that season? Because it's catching fish.
Right.
People aren't buying it because it. I mean, they might be buying it because it looks good, but that only lasts so long.
I think they're happy this year because a couple years ago it was that $14 Sebeel, and this year it's a $6.49 storm lure. So it's working, and it's still hot. It's still going. It's still catching fish. It's a great little phenomenon, and we've got that other one, the shrimp thing. And they're still working. Now, I don't know. I've seen the shrimp slow way down. The storm hadn't even backed off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just bought another 200 of them just to get through the next couple of weeks.
Perfect.
Crazy.
Perfect. And that's the way it is, you know. Once you find... The other thing is, people always say, what's your favorite lure? I don't have one. No. The one the fish are eating.
Yeah. I mean, I don't own any of these companies. You know what I mean? If I owned Storm or Rapala or DOA or one of them, that would be my favorite lure. But I don't. I just sell lures. So
exactly.
I don't have one.
And I'm just a fishing guy. So, I mean.
Yeah, what do we care what brand we're throwing? We want to go out and catch fish.
And catch fish.
So,
exactly.
Anyway, I know Danny's got a charter today. He's going to want to get. He's got to get going. Captain Dan Latham. And. According to music, I guess we got to get out of here. So what I'd like you to do is click the picture right next to this, you know, where you click to listen to the show. Click Danny's picture, and it'll take you to his website. He's a great captain. He's been a very close friend for, 20. I know I won't say it anymore, but I could say our hair was a lot darker back when we first knew each other.
Hey.
Well, you were 12 years old when I met you when I first started working in the store. Yeah,
have some of the pictures even after the storm.
So, anyway, guys, this is Fish and Frank with my guest today, Danny Latham, and we'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Hopefully, there's not so long. If you're hearing this, you know we're back on track. All right, bye-bye.